It is my pleasure now to introduce the Associate Director of the Division of Privacy and Identity Protection, Manisha Mithal, who is going to offer some closing remarks before we conclude for these 2 days.
Thanks to this terrific panel, and thank all of you for sticking it out till the end. It was a pleasure to have all of you here. I think the panels over the last 2 days have been extremely substantive and informative, and I think we have several people to thank for that. So I want to thank, from the Division of Privacy and Identity and Protection, Elisa Gilson, Jared Ho, Jim Trilling, who are the staff attorneys who have been putting this together, along with Mark Lupino from the Bureau of Economics, and Mike Legauer, also from the Bureau of Economics, and several folks from the Office of Policy Planning. I want to thank Laura Van Druff, who's been the manager on this team, and also the event staff and the press office and everybody else who's had a hand in putting this together. So thank you, everybody. So if we could give them all a big hand. Okay, so I thought, so I've been kind of taking notes as this conference has gone on, and I'd just like to kind of point out three main takeaways that I've kind of observed from the last 2 days. Just kind of some thoughts on some of the things the panelists have raised in the context of these three takeaways. So the first is that we need more empirical data about data breaches, the threat environment, and the harms to consumers. Now, we got some information yesterday morning about threat vectors. We heard from Verizon on their data breach report. We heard about various types of harms that consumers suffer when they have been victimized by identity theft. But I've been struck by the fact that on many of the panels following that, and today's panels as well, companies have talked about the need for more data on certain aspects. So, for example, one panelist talked in the panel about investments in cybersecurity, talked about the three aspects for determining how to make decisions on cyber investment. What is the value of the information? What is the probability of a breach? And what is the productivity of the investment that might avoid that breach? And I think as companies are considering optimal investments in data security, it would be great to be able to have more information on that. I think in this panel, we just heard about how we're measuring general deterrence. Again, further academic research, economic research on these issues, I think would be very welcome. So I think that's the first takeaway. The second takeaway is that there's multiple sources of incentives for companies to invest in data security. We heard about a number of these incentives yesterday. The company's reputation, the competitive disadvantage or competitive advantage that could be created by better security. Cost of cyber insurance could be decreased by having better security. The liability regime influences incentives on data security. We also talked a little bit about what drives investment. What are the sources that drive investment in data security? We talked about the culture of security within the firm and the ability of the CISO to effectuate change within an organization. We talked about customers as a potential driver of data security. We talked about cyber insurance, and we talked about legal incentives. And at the same time, I think we heard today that, you know, although many companies are influenced by loss of reputation, consumer trust, and other things, we've heard situations where some CISOs have had challenges in getting companies to invest in data security, where they say, well, if you're going to ask me to invest $1 million in data security and a breach is only going to cost me $500,000, why should I invest that $1 million in data security? And I think that was an interesting question raised this morning. And then finally, in terms of takeaways, we talked a lot about solutions today, and I think this probably goes without saying, but I think we all talked about the fact that a one-size-fits-all solution won't necessarily work. Now, I think there was some consensus around the idea that companies should implement a process-based approach. We heard that numerous times over the last 2 days, process-based approach as opposed to an outcomes-based approach. We heard the adage that security is a journey and not an endpoint. We also heard that the right way to do a process-based approach is not to talk about how many bodies you're throwing at data security, but to talk about how companies are doing risk assessments. Where is the data? What data is it? What risks would arise for consumers in the corporation if that data was compromised? So again, we heard the terms risk-based approach a lot. But in addition to the process-based approach to avoiding data breaches, we also heard about other approaches. We heard about the idea of devaluing assets for the identity thieves and other criminals that get this information. A representative from the payment card industry talked about tokenization and the idea that if you use tokenization, you'll reduce the value of credit card numbers to identity thieves. We talked about the fact in the old days that SSNs were often used as authenticators, and reducing reliance on SSNs can help avoid some of the harms that arise from data breaches. Another solution that people talked about was accountability, that the need for data security to be a risk management approach where you have the CFO, the CISO, the risk management team, and others directly reporting to the board on accountability issues. We heard a lot about FTC enforcement. I think there was some consensus that there is some role for FTC enforcement, although there may have been some differences in how the FTC should conduct its enforcement activities. But I think there also seemed to be a lot of consensus around the need for FTC business guidance along the lines of start with security and stick with security and some of the other projects. And so to that end, I have some slides that just kind of, I just wanted to point people's attention to some of the information that we already do have out there. So I think start with security, we've talked about a lot, just wanted to show people that this is what it is. It has kind of 10 lessons to be learned from our data security cases. We have data security education on specific topics. This one is a specific IoT. I know Lydia talked about the idea of doing more reports on data security, and I think this might be one model for that, where we talk about specifically data security involving IoT. We have a data breach response guide and cybersecurity for small businesses, which really focuses on businesses that don't have IT departments or legal departments and are trying to do it all themselves. So. So that's kind of the broad overview of some of the stuff we've done that I think that has been referred to throughout these last 2 days, so I wanted to point that out. So with that, again, I want to thank everybody for their attendance. The comment period will remain open until March 13th, so we appreciate any additional comments that people might have. And thank you again, and if you could all join me once again in giving all the panelists and participants a big hand. Thank you very much.